Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Last time I said, a little Jimi Hendrix here. I had other people on the text line let me know. Yeah, that is Jimmy. But who originally?
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Bob, the boy, I mean, they got on me. CCR thing I'll never let down. That's fine. Somebody came up to me and we were out Friday. Just walked up to me and said, I cannot believe you didn't know who CCR is.
You don't have Creedence Clearwater Revival?
I got them songs. I didn't know that was the name of the band.
What song was it?
Well, I mean, they had just said the name of the band and I said, nah, I ain't got them. But I've watched Forrest Gump enough. I've heard.
Of course.
There are countless songs I've heard. I just didn't know. I mean, people was like, man, they're like, damn, that's like not knowing who the Beatles are.
I can't talk trash on that because I don't know any of today's music, but all the old stuff, I do know. So I can relate with folks who are older than me.
I've heard this. I've heard this. Who's the man?
We're just not in a chopper. America.
There we go. I didn't have that. All right. We put him on the spot. Paul Gallant, he is in for Clint Sterner. And can you give us a little bit of Mark Vandermeer again? Mark Vandermeer on his call.
So good.
Was apt eclectic, or however you say that word. Help me out, Reggie. But I heard Greg Gumbel say that one time, and I just
apoplectic?
Yeah, there it is. Sure it is.
That is a Reggie word.
But no, he was beside himself and went for it. And then when he lost his mind, he just came up with, the nickname he calls him, which is D. Mills.
37 seconds to go. 29-24, Texans trailing, third and goal at the 14. Mills, shotgun, marks to his left, two receivers, wide side right. Here's the snap. Davis looking. Davis stepping to his left. Davis on the run. 10. Davis 5. Davis to the corner. Davis! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble. Amazing! D. Mills gets it done!
There it is. So apparently D. Mills is born. And I just, when I hear D. Mills, I feel like, well, D. Mills has 12 bars, easy. And then as soon as I said it, Paul Gallant started up. And I said, hold on. No, we're going to do this right. I gave him an hour. And I said, give me what D. Mills sounds like. I want to hear what D. Mills sounds like. So I'm gonna let you have this, D.
Okay.
Mills. Oh, he didn't put on the jacket.
I put on the jacket. You can pull this for social if you
right
want.
Right here. Come on, B. Scott. YouTube and Twitch. D. Mills in the building. Let's hear it.
When in doubt, go to Creed. Because Creed...
Okay, that's an interesting start. All right.
...is the one thing that I can do at karaoke. Okay. We're getting close to it.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, yeah!
All right. We're almost to the beginning of where I can start singing. And a 3, a 2, and a 1.
Hello, my friends, it's me again. It's been a while since you've seen number 10. The Jags, remember? Yeah, they do.
You know my neck's legendary, a tree trunk thicker than the Stanford tree. I'm yelling timber, I am creating a QB controversy. CJ Stroud's worst enemy. Second highest paid backup.
That's true.
Stacking bills, making Jags fans want to take pills. Call me D Mills. I am 3-1 against the Jags.
Second verse, Tyler.
Duval.
I am 3-1 against Trevor Lawrence.
She's standing up.
Call me D Mills.
And that's it. That was good. 14 bars, I think.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you for putting me on the spot. I would not have had the stones to do that in the middle of a show if not for
That's
you,
good.
Ron.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Hey, I don't know if it was rap. But
no, on it the, was not. I was Creed, Scott Stapp, don't
but
rap.
But that, you know what? That may be the D Mills. Maybe that is where he's going. Text line coming in. Yo, my guy Paul Gallant is back. There it is. He brought it right there.
That was fun.
He said he made the Jags take pills because I'm D Mills.
I wanted to do something.
Text line, freaking epic. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Understanding the assignment, 1 to 10. How would you grade Paul, a.k.a. D Mills, Gallant?
I see a couple of people correctly commenting that Creed was hijacked by the Texas Rangers, but I want you to know that I was doing Creed bits here in Houston long before the Rangers stole that. We just hit the post right there. Oh, goodness gracious.
My wife, Courtney, just texted in, just turned on the show. What the hell is happening? D Mills. D Mills is happening. D Mills.
Rob Torres comments, that was more terrifying than watching Trevor Lawrence take off in the fourth quarter.
That was good, man. Put him on the spot, baby. That was less than an hour right there. There it is. Good to go. That like
that.
Fun.
That was fun.
Like that. That might have been my weekend's best. That's pretty good, Tyler. That gets you in the top five right there. Just on them words, just ready for that bad boy. All right, weekend's best, weekend's worst. While Creed over here, a.k.a. D. Mills, warms it up, I'll go with my my weekend's best. Jonathan Taylor.
God.
That dude is something else, man.
He deserves MVP consideration.
It may be a little Seth. Bit. It may be a little bit more than consideration. Jonathan Taylor, 32 carries yesterday, 244 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 receptions, 42 yards, 47 plus points on fantasy. My two kids are playing each other. One of them had Jonathan Taylor. The other one had the Texas defense. So that Sheldon Rankin's touchdown really, really, really helped out. But man, he's ridiculous. And when you bring up MVP conversation, he damn well should be, because he is, and I'll be damned, we watched Saquon Barkley do this to Daniel Jones. But he is making people think that Daniel Jones is in the MVP conversation. I'm not saying Daniel Jones isn't playing. He is playing his ass off, and he's probably going to find his way to finagle another contract out of the Colts. But people think he's in the MVP race.
Yeah.
And it's because that dude opens up everything. I mean, it was nuts. And yes, the Texans got to see that Joker twice this year. And that is going to be he's something
got,
else.
He's got Derrick Henry stats against them. And you're so right. He is putting Daniel Jones in the MVP conversation.
Like, yeah,
and I know you love Davis. Is it not Davis Mills? I know you love Daniel Jones and all the blood on his lip.
Oh, my God. That was almost my worst.
You were so disgusted at a commercial break talking about
it. Just wipe your damn lips, man. Like, you're not bleeding. You just look like you had Kool-Aid. All right. D. Millie, 9.6 on your performance, Paul Gallant.
Thank you.
Grade, annoying. Okay. well, amazing. Paul killed it. You know, hey, a little bit back and forth here. That was effing hilarious. You go, Paul Gallant. Awesome. All right, what's your weekend best?
So I was torn, and I wanted to say, hey, isn't it awesome that Clayton Kershaw can't help but think about the 2017 Astros when talking about his career? I reposted a video of him on the internet this weekend saying, man, he's talking about asterisks with the 2017 Astros. If only there was an asterisk for his 13-13 playoff record with a 4.65 ERA. I wanted to do that, but no. You know what? Screw the Dodgers. Screw Clayton Kershaw.
That's good. You just did it.
But I want to give it to J.J. Watt, baby. Because J.J. Watt is going full Texans radio.
He didn't even care.
On the CBS broadcast last night. Talking about the Texans in the first person. Let's go.
Yeah, a whole lot of number 99s in attendance here at NRG Stadium. I and Eagle J.J. Watt. What's this been like for you? Just this perspective. You've played so many games here.
Yeah.
Broadcast booth.
It's been very strange to see this stadium from this perspective, to see the Jaguars having so much success against us and give them a ton of credit for what they've been able to do, what Liam Cohen's been able to do. But being on the field pregame with my son and my wife was very special, and it's a memory that I'll have forever.
Yeah, my man said straight up. Yeah,
let's go!
Why not?
And Jags fans were so mad about that. Oh, yeah. Boy.
As well as they would. As well as any fan base would.
That's what we... That was the only thing that we had as a little bit of happiness on Sunday. Oh, we got JJ on the call until comeback.
How pissed you think he was that first half?
He probably thought about walking
whatever.
Out.
He tucked his red jacket. He packed his red jacket, put it under the table.
You can miss me with this freaking nonsense.
I tell you, man. He said, man, take my name down from up there, man. All right, weekend's worse. I'm going to say it, for me, it's myself. Ron Hughley, some of you call me show, some of you call me other things.
The showman.
Thank you, Bill. And I think my daughter may be listening. My weekend's worst was me.
What you do?
We had the family thing where we had daughters in a softball tournament out in Alvin. Son had flag football playoffs. Travis High School. We're all over the place. Daughter had 5 softball games. Get out there. She's got a break. She's got 2 more left. And I'm like, oh, her new bat arrived at the house. I said, oh, I'll go get it. I need to get my phone charger. Let me go do some things. Went to the house. Came back. Didn't even think about that bat until my wife said, oh, yeah, she's been warming up with this other bet. I mean, it left it on the porch. I went home and I did. Oh, she was hot.
Oh, no.
Oh, my daughter. They had been working on breaking it in and everything.
Oh, no.
And she had to use another little girl's bet again. But I mean, I just left it on the porch. I didn't think about it.
Oh, no.